സെൽഫ് ലേണിംഗ് ഇ ഹാൻഡ്ബുക്ക്. സെക്കൻഡ്, ലീഡിംഗ് ടീച്ചിംഗ് ലേണിംഗ് പ്രോസസ്. ഇൻട്രൊഡക്ഷൻ. വി ഹാവ് എവിഡൻസ് ആൻഡ് റിസർച്ചസ് ദാറ്റ് പ്രൂവ്ഡ് ദ സ്കൂൾ ലീഡേഴ്സ് മേക്ക് എ ഡിഫറൻസ് ടു ദ ലേണിംഗ് ഓഫ് ദെയർ സ്റ്റുഡൻസ്. Yet, not all leaders have the same degree of impact. What are the factors that make a difference in student learning? What are some leaders, or why are some leaders able to raise students' achievement of their schools in the most challenging circumstances, whilst other leaders struggle to simply maintain the status quo? When we start to search the answers to these questions, we found teaching learning is the main function of school. So every school leader should lead the teaching learning process of their school and ensure every student should reach at all expected learning outcomes through high quality teaching learning practice. What does it mean to lead teaching learning process? Leading teaching learning means he or she engages directly or indirectly in teaching learning practice and research whilst keeping up to date with current developments in subject knowledge, pedagogy and curriculum, integration of ICT in teaching learning, and encourage others to do the same. Linda Kaiser and Judy Halbert argue that there are six distinct mindsets that characterize the way successful learning-oriented leaders operate and make sense of their professional world. These leaders are motivated by intense moral purpose, knowledgeable about current models of learning, consistently inquiry-oriented, able to build trusting relationships, evidence-informed, able to move to wise action. School leader, using her or his multidisciplinary subject knowledge, pedagogical expertise, and management skills to focus the efforts of everyone in the school on improving the quality and impact of teaching and learning. Teaching learning leadership always gives importance to improve teaching learning conditions in any way at any cost. He or she insists that the learning outcomes of all students in the school should be improved. Despite adverse conditions and limitations, high-impact school leaders know that teachers need the expertise to understand how their students learn and how to facilitate learning by leading the learning process in their classroom. Why leading teaching and learning? Nowadays, focus of education shifted from teaching to learning, and this major shift has changed all teaching learning process. Shift of education from teaching to learning. In 21st century education, teaching learning practice need to be used that help to develop and transfer specific skills that serve both the purposes of knowledge development and dissemination, while at the same time preparing graduates for work in a knowledgeable or knowledge-based society. Now, teaching practice shifted from classroom teaching model to blended and open learning model. In this graphic, you can see the shift from behaviorism to connectivism. 19th century model. Behaviorism. Classroom teaching model. Learning by listening. Cognitivism. Shift to 20th century model. Classroom teaching learning model. Learning by listening. Learning by talking. Constructivism or connectivism. 21st century model. Blended and open learning model. Learning by talking. Learning by doing. Learning by experience. Learning by feeling. Learning by reflection. Online learning by MOOCs. Wow, wonderful. In this perspective, we have to change our conventional approach and methods to deal teaching learning process. And as a school leader, we have to consider following things. Focuses primarily on improving teaching quality to have the greatest impact on student outcomes. Improves the progress and achievement of students. Supports active engagement and strong student voice. Encourages a culture of learning and transforms school into a learning organization. Promotes collaborative planning, implementation, review and evaluation. Enables participation in both formal and informal teacher learning and development. For that school principal or headmaster or headmistress must be aware of learner-centered pedagogies. She or he must be able to create a conducive learning environment in her or his school. She or he should follow the distributed leadership approach and make sure to every teacher will be able to lead the learning process in their classroom, and she or he always finds the ways and opportunity to expand teaching learning practice beyond the classroom. From the above perspective, this MOOC has been developed to the school leaders' knowledge, skills, and positive attitudes to work effectively and solve the issues related to their school. This self-learning e-handbook to leading teaching learning process is the part of MOOC hands-on course material. Although the book contains many practical examples, scenarios, reflective sports, and small practice learning activities, check your learning quizzes are included. It is more than a simple textbook or any theoretical book. Learning activities are also deployed on LMS for sharing and grading. It addresses the following questions. What is the changing scenario of teaching learning process? Why school heads need to develop himself or herself as an instructional leader of school? How school leaders make a conducive teaching learning classrooms and school environment? How to develop teachers as a leader of classroom learning process? How school leaders should promote learning beyond classroom and school? In this book, 4 units are included with the conceptual, theoretical information. There are few what-if scenarios scattered throughout the book. These are semi-fictional because in almost every case, the scenario is based on the actual example. However, we have sometimes combined one or more cases or extended or broadened the original case. The purpose of the scenario is to stimulate imagination and thinking about both our current blocks or barriers to change and the real and exciting possibilities of teaching learning leadership in the future. Also, there are some reflective spots with a focus question for contextualization of theoretical content and to motivate them to think about its application into their own context. Also, there are small quizzes for focused reading and retrieving learning. At the end of this book, in the appendix, some practice templates and answer key are attached for easy practice. Each chapter ends with a set of takeaways from the chapter. Unit 1. Understanding child-centered pedagogy. Today, the student is taking traditional education within the four walls. This education also appears to be working only to make the examinee. There are individual differences in the students, and that is why their ability to learn or acquire knowledge is also different. But the teacher teaches the students in the same way. Students are never given a chance to think, to generate knowledge. If the teacher helps the students to build their knowledge or creates an opportunity or helps to active participation, then the student can live his or her life properly. There is a need for student-centered education today. The unit has come up with ideas on how to make these opportunities available to students. From this unit, we will consider student-centered learning, the characteristics of such students, what are the different methods of student-centered learning. At the same time, let's think about what opportunities we are going to provide as a team leader. Objectives: to develop capabilities among school leaders to create a school as an exploration center. expected learning outcomes. At the end of this unit, learners will be able to explain the concept and nature of child-centered pedagogy. Explain how the student constructs her or his knowledge. Explain the teaching learning methods and techniques. Explain the role of school leadership in the implementation of child-centered pedagogy in the school. Content outline. Concept, meaning and nature, understanding about a child, learning and developmental needs of the growing child, child as an active learner and constructor of knowledge, child-centered teaching learning methods and techniques, the role of school leadership in implementation of child-centered pedagogy in school, making learning a joyful and creative experience for teacher and learner, teaching learning as a joint exploration by teachers and learner. Warm-up activity, case study. Dear learners, read the following case carefully and think about with the given focus questions. Write your answers in a paper or a booklet. Deshpande teacher used to teach geography to the students. While teaching, he used to write only on the board. So the students were busy in writing. The students memorized only a few concepts because Deshpande used to ask only the concepts he had written. A few days later, he was replaced by Pandey sir. He never wrote while teaching. Drawing on the board and explaining the concepts of geography helped the students to understand how to use those concepts. Students never felt the need to rehearse. Pandey sir never asked such memorable questions in the exam. Questions. Which teaching method do you think is right? Why? Why does Deshpande sir in his teaching method seem appropriate? If you are a student, by which method would you like to learn? Why? Answer yourself. Today we are in the 21st century. The methods of teaching and learning have also changed. The earlier Guru Shishya tradition does not seem to exist. Today there are different laws to make education available to all. That's why students of all levels have the opportunity to get an education. If you think of the All Education Campaign or the Right to Education Act, it seems that everyone has right to get an education. In the past, the guru would impart specific knowledge to the disciple and the student or disciple would receive it. Today, science seems to be using technology everywhere. The means of getting a forest vehicle seems to have changed. Not only do we get knowledge from books or classes, but we also get knowledge through many different mediums like television, radio, newspapers, and now social media like WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the internet. Therefore, it has become mandatory to use a different method of teaching in the classroom. What the teacher teaches in the classroom is probably known to the students through this medium, and therefore the teacher needs to resign. The teacher needs to design his or her teaching using the prior knowledge of the students. While you may have learned through knowledge constructivism that students can construct their knowledge, you need to provide students with the opportunity to create knowledge. The teacher's teaching methods depend on what the teacher thinks about his or her students. If the teacher teaches that teaching is also a one-way method, then the students will not produce knowledge. And if the teacher accepts that the learning process is two-way, then the learning process will definitely help to keep the student focused. If the teacher considers his students to be passive, then the student will not be able to acquire knowledge. If the teacher allows him to learn by understanding that the student is active, then the student can definitely build his or her knowledge. Concept of child-centered pedagogy. Meaning, students actively participate in student-centered learning methods. Students use their experience to develop their own knowledge. In this way, the student evaluates his work or her work. Any knowledge can be created with the help of others. So, it seems necessary to understand the meaning of the other while creating knowledge. It must be authentic. In such a study method, the student builds his knowledge or her knowledge not only by giving information but also by her own or his own observation and experience, and such an opportunity is given in such a method. In such a method, every learner's point of view is expected to be observed. Doing so will help to enrich the knowledge of the students. There is no doubt that the student will get something new out of the creative teaching methods used. It is equally important to give students the opportunity to express their opinions in order to be flexible when creating new knowledge. When a student creates knowledge, it should be relevant to his or her life. Student-centered learning, also known as learner-centered education, broadly encompasses methods of teaching that shift the focus of instruction from the teacher to the student. In original usage, student-centered learning aims to develop learner autonomy and independence. Next point, understanding about the child. learning and developmental methods. Learning and developmental needs of the growing child. Child as an active learner and a constructor of knowledge. Characteristics of active students. Problem-solving ability, development of self-awareness, problem-solving ability, learning from actual learning experience, students' holistic development, students' ability to make decision. Individual differences between students. Every student is different from others. Her or his intelligence characteristics, learning style are different. So we have to teach each student according to her or his style of learning, considering the different learning styles. Teachers have to allow students to handle things, that is, some students learn by looking at things. So teaching has to be done keeping in mind the learning style of the students. That is why we have to adopt a student-centered approach to teaching. Learning from actual learning experience. We try to teach students in the same way, but as we have just seen, each learning style is different. So it is important to give students practical work experience. Students' holistic development. According to Bloom, students develop at three levels: cognitive development, emotional development, and functional development. The focus should be on emotional development as much as cognitive development. We focus not only on cognitive development but also on how much we mean to the students through exams. But as a teacher, we record whether the students have developed emotionally or not. Therefore, it is important to take into account the overall development of students in a child-centered education system. Students' ability to make decisions. Students can make decisions, but teachers seem to ignore these characteristics of students. Teachers do not believe that students can make some decisions. You can read in the book that Indians were exploited, but the British at that time tried to stop the undesirable norms and traditions in India, like sadi chal, child widow practices, and other conveniences like railways, postal system, telephone. It is necessary to create an environment. Only then can the student take his decision or her decision. Problem-solving ability. The teacher shows the students everything or action in the class. The teaching method of the teacher is not child-centered, but the teacher is focused. The teacher tries to solve all the problems that come to the students based on the panel. The teacher shows the students the solution. If we take the example of science, every experiment is done by the teacher. Problems are also said to be the mother of discovery. So if you want to find something different, you need to create problems in front of the students and discuss how to solve a problem by putting it in front of the students. Necessity is the mother of inventions, and it is through problem solving only. Development of self-awareness. Students have different abilities, but it is not used in forward learning. It is only because the teacher is active that the students do not get any space. You see that each student has different characteristics and skills, but the teacher ignores them. If the teacher uses the characteristics of the students or the skills they have, it will help the students to develop their skills and become self-aware. It is very difficult in teacher-centered teaching. So, teachers should adopt child-centered teaching methods. Teachers should make the following efforts for students to be active. First, hands-on experience-based learning. Second, involvement of students in different activities. Third, creating confidence and independent feelings in students. Four, teaching for self-esteem. First, hands-on experience-based learning. One of the characteristics of child-centered learning is action-based learning. If we give students do different hands-on experiences, students learn from that experience, and from the experience they have gained, students can get a real experience from it, and their knowledge is strengthened, and therefore it is very important to teach students through hands-on experience. The teacher should not only give information through lectures, but also allow students to do different activities inside and outside the classroom, so that students get a good learning experience from that hands-on experience. Second, involvement of students in different activities. Different study supplementary programs are planned in the school, but the participation of students is less. So students do not get the opportunity to study, and hence students need to participate in curricular and co-curricular programs. If so, the students need to participate in it. And if the students participating during the science fair, they will get more learning experience from it. Third, creating confidence and independent feelings in students. Today's teaching method is teacher-centered. The teachers are active in the classroom, and hence the student plays the role of passive listener, and hence the students lack confidence. If the teacher builds confidence among the student can face every problem with confidence. The teacher never gives the students the freedom to speak in the classroom, and hence the students become inactive. To activate students, it is necessary to create a sense of confidence and independence in them. Number 4, teaching for self-esteem. Students rarely get the opportunity as the teaching method is teacher-centered. But if you adopt a child-centered education, students get the freedom of action and expression, and it helps in developing self-esteem in students. Emotions develop in students and help in self-satisfaction, and therefore using a child-centered learning method will help students develop a sense of self-worth. Learning activity 1. Suggest the activities for active learning. Dear learners, please make a list of learning activities which helps to keep the learners active during the teaching learning process. You can write as much as you know. Check your learning. 1. Question. First, select proper alternatives given below. The method of learning is different in each student is called DASH. Clues: learning style, study skills, assessment ability. Write your answer. Question number 2. Every student is different from others. So what care should teachers take while teaching? Options: learning style should be noted. Student's age should be noted. The educational environment of the students should be noted. Write your answer. Next, is taking time to show an object or a monument a waste of time? Write whether it is true or false. Next, child-centered teaching learning methods and techniques. First, group work. Concept: a group of students who come together for the same purpose to solve a problem is called a group. To solve this problem, students come together and solve different problems. Group work involves different methods such as seminars, symposia, conferences, brainstorming, workshops, etc. What are the importance of group work? Group work helps students develop the habit of expression. It develops skills such as listening to others and explaining what they are saying. It helps to understand both the contradictory parts of content. The ability to exchange develops in students. Given the importance of group work above, we can use group work as part of student-centered teaching. Next, collaborative learning methods. Concept. Cooperative learning is a successful teaching strategy in which small teams, including students with every ability, use various learning activities to improve their understanding of the subject. Collaborative learning is an umbrella term for a variety of educational approaches involving a joint intellectual effort by students or students and teachers together. Usually, students are working in groups of two or more, mutually searching for understanding, solutions, or meaning, or creating a product. Collaborative learning activities vary widely, but most center on students' exploration or application of the course material, not simply the teacher's presentation or explication of it. By Barbara Lay Smith and Jean T. McGregor. Advantages of collaborative learning methods. Students actively participate in learning to achieve positive high goals. Awareness of self-study, the awareness that can study by ourselves. Students get the opportunity to create knowledge without taking knowledge only from the teacher. Students to exchange knowledge with each other, and this leads to knowledge creation. Cooperation and tolerance. Develop emotionally among the students. Cooperation and tolerance develop emotionally among the students. Next, role-playing methods. Concept. Role-playing method is an educational method in which students spontaneously discuss the problem of human relations and other participating students observe their role and analyze the problem based on observers. Role-playing is a discussion technique in which issues are discussed or a group can be maximized by showing an example of a concept. Importance of role-playing method. Students are always learning by imitating adults while observing family or friends. Role-playing is an imitation of the events that have taken place, and the student learns something from such an event. So it is important to give the students such an opportunity. The ability to generate critical thinking can be built because the role-playing method comments on a problem, and this helps in intellectual development. A role-playing system gives students the freedom to make decisions, and that is why decision-making ability develops. Students get feedback from supervising students and teachers, and it is used to improve the role. Role-playing practices provide opportunities for students to interact with each other. So there is room for improvement in students' actions, and this is how it is developed. It is to exchange knowledge. In a role-playing system, class teachers are also recognizing their abilities to the students, so this adds to the development. Steps. The following steps are considered in the dramatization method or in the role-playing teaching method. First step, introduction. To motivate, explore the content, events, problems in the element. To explain the meaning of event through many examples. To associate with meaning and life experience. Incident, asking to guess the content. Step 2, preparation. Discuss the characters in the play. Selection of voluntary students according to events. To guide roles and procedures in drama. Provide practice opportunities for dramatization. Guide to students what to look for in a play. Participate in student spectator. Acting stage arrangement. Supplementary work if required. Participation of women and many people in Dandi Yatra or the role of soldiers. That is the example. To discuss theater. To guide the stage layout. To instruct observation in the context of intent, emotion, event. Drama presentation. Step 3. Drama as planned. Bringing reality into acting. To help convey meaning through the role. Intervene in case of management problems. Intervene in case of management problems. Step 4. Discussion on dramatization. Content presented to discuss the incident. Allowing students to express differences of opinion. Discuss differences over behavior. Discuss student discovery opportunities. Discussing normalization on a behavioral basis. Step 5. Conclusion. Integrating students' experience with the daily life of the students. To make a final statement to the conclusion. Number 4. Problem-solving method. Concept. The ability to solve problems effectively and on time without any obstacle is the problem-solving method. This includes identifying and defining the problem, creating the option, evaluating the best option. And implementing the chosen solution. Step 1. Define the problem. Characteristics. Differentiate fact from opinion. Specify underlying causes. Consult each faction involved for information. State the problem specifically. Identify what standard to expectation is involved. Determine in which process the problem lies. Avoid trying to solve the problem without data. 2, generate alternative solutions. Postpone evaluating alternative initially. Include all involved individuals in the generating of alternatives. Specify alternatives consistent with organizational goals. Specify short and long-term alternatives. Brainstorm on others' ideas. Seek alternatives that may solve the problem. 3, evaluate and select an alternative. Evaluate alternatives relative to a target standard. Evaluate all alternatives without bias. Evaluate alternatives relative to established goals. Evaluate both proven and possible outcomes. State the selected alternative explicitly. 4, implement and follow up on the solution. Plan and implement a pilot test of the chosen alternative. Gather feedback from all affected parties. Seek acceptance, consensus by all those affected. Establish ongoing measures and monitoring. Evaluate long-term results based on the final solution. Advantages of problem-solving methods. This is a very simple method. If you want to find the answer to a problem, in this method it is used. The method is flexible. In this method, many solutions are found for a problem. This is an effective method to find the problem. Logical thinking has to be done while using this method. So the logical thinking and method is developed. Problem solving method seems to give more importance to reasoning. We argue about any problem and try to solve based on logic. Complex problems cannot be solved in a standard way. The problem-solving method is student-focused, and this method can help in increasing the creativity of the students. Number 5, workshop concept. 10 to 25 individuals work together as a group with a common interest or common goal in mind. This is called the workshop, in which a wide range of studies, research and practice is done to improve the individual and collective skills through discussion. Benefits of workshop. Workshops can be used perfectly to achieve the highest cognitive and actionable goals. Workshops can be useful for developing perceptions of students. Working in the workshop develops these areas in the students. Workshops are expected to develop professional development and efficiency. Such workshops are used in medical science and pedagogy. workshops are expected to develop professional development and efficiency. Such workshops are used in medical science and pedagogy. Such workshops can be used to develop educational tools for teachers. Number 6. Computer assisted learning concept. Computer assisted learning, or CAL, is also called the computer assisted learning, or CAI. Teaching is done using mobile phones and content stored on DVDs as well as other web content. Computers are also used to make learning more attractive and interesting. Benefit of CAL. Multitasking is a big advantage of computers. The computer can perform many tasks at the same time, and that is why the computer completes the mathematical process in a few seconds. It is done at the same time, and this makes it easier for the teacher to work with the students. Another features of the computer is its speed. The computer presents the information you need in matters of moments, but now we can get any information in a moment based on the computer. Accuracy is also a feature of computers. If you give proper instructions to the computer finds accurate information and thus improves the learning speed of the students. Moving to another location does not have to be done by computer. So it is possible to cut costs. Accuracy is the main property of a computer. The computer makes the least mistakes. The computer works as we instruct. So you can say that accuracy is a property of the computer. Only if we make a mistake, the computer puts the wrong facts in front of us. Security is a property of a computer. No matter how much stored information we can store through the computer, it does not happen like books or notebooks were torn over time. The ability to store the work we have created a long period. Next, number 7, brainstorming. This method is used wisely in areas where innovation or development is needed. Approximately 5 to 10 people are involved in this method. All individuals are introduced to the chosen problem and then given 2 to 3 days to think about it. Repeatedly, this meeting or process Repeatedly, this meeting or process is called brainstorming when wise. There are 4 basic rules in brainstorming. They are intended to reduce the social inhibitions that occur in groups and stimulate the generation of few